Hi, Larry King. It's Maury in Toronto. How are you?
How are you, Maury?
I'm well. So last night we got the tragic news of the passing of Whitney Houston, and you had the honor of interviewing her a few times. How did this hit you?
Well, I was at that, that party last night. It was really sad. It was Clive Davis's annual pre-Grammy party. Whitney was scheduled to be with him as she was with him last year when I saw her there. It was a total shock. I mean, everyone knew she didn't take very good care of herself. And someone said they saw her a couple of days ago and she looked disheveled. Looked fine last year, and the times I interviewed her, she was in fine shape. It's just, you know, it's, what can you say? It's tragic. It reminded me of Judy Garland, who years ago had a very similar career. The ups and downs, top of the game, nobody bigger, and succumbed to basically killing yourself by pills. I don't know the result of this death or what the reason are, and I don't want to presume, but obviously there's some connection with drugs.
Now,
that's sad. Just sad.
I guess that, sadly, a lot of people were saying with regard to Whitney that because of how she was treating herself, it was only a matter of time. Do you believe that?
No, because people do get better. I've known many people who are addicts and have been sober for years, and you're not supposed to die at 48. Nobody's supposed to die at age 48. That's against everything, every principle we stand for. It doesn't make sense. It's illogical. You're not supposed to die with your mother living.
Absolutely. Now, you had the pleasure of interviewing her a few times. On a personal level, what was she like, and how did this hit you personally?
Well, as an interview subject, she was terrific. She was bouncy. She was lively. She was bright. She was fun. She was entertaining. She was in a good, she knew what she was there for. She was there to be herself and to promote. And she did well, once on radio, once on television. And when I was ever with her socially, it was about four or five times. She was always extremely, extremely engaging. Fun to be around. But I never saw her in any kind of depth.
What were
people
saying? I never saw her
in a low period.
Larry, what were people saying last night? Were you overhearing anything as you're walking through the crowd?
Didn't have to overhear. That's all they were talking about. All the paparazzis and all the people online with their microphones from all the networks and the tabloid shows. That was the only subject. Tony Bennett sang The Music Never Dies by the Bergmans. He led off with that, and it brought down the house. And Alicia Keys was terrific, and it was a lot of entertainment. There was 1,600 people there. Personally, I thought they should have canceled it. But then after seeing the way they did it, they did a wonderful show. And
it turned into
a tribute. I'm sure they'll do something nice on the Grammys tonight.
You said on CNN that the Clive Davis party, which is supposed to be a party, will turn into more or less a tribute and a chance for people to mourn together.
That's what it was, but it was higher pitched than I thought. I thought it would be very low-key. It was not low-key. Clive got up. He was very sad, but then he said, you know, the way Whitney would have wanted this is, let's have a good time. And they had a lot of music and a lot of jumping and people jumping around, and some people dancing and drinking wine. I would say it was remembering but festive.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess that are you going to the Grammys tonight as well, or?
No, I'm not. That's a tough thing to go to because they hold it at Staples Center where I go see basketball games. And you sit there and it's just, after a while, maybe I'm too old, it gets a little shell-shocking.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to see Tony sing tonight, and Glenn Campbell's going to perform. And my wife has sung with Glenn Campbell and recorded with him, so I'll watch it on television and relax with the family.
So last question, I guess, for yourself to sort of, pay tribute to Whitney or say goodbye yourself, how would you do something like that? Will you rewatch the interviews that you did on your own time, or what do you do?
No, I don't live that way. I wouldn't rewatch the interviews, no. I read about it. I read all the newspapers. I read things about her life, learn things maybe I didn't know, and go on with my day. I'm like Woody Allen with regard to death. I'm not afraid of it. I just don't want to be there when it happens. I don't like talking about it. It's going to happen to everyone.
Some sooner than others, I guess. Some sooner than others.
Some sooner than others. And I, as I said last night as a guest on CNN, this is a very short time we're around, and it's not owed to anyone. So as a great Hindu master once told me, when you open your eyes in the morning, say thank you to whomever, because you didn't deserve to open your eyes. It wasn't gifted. It's a gift.
Very well
and,
said.
We have a gift every day, and we're here today, and we can end in a minute.
Very well said. Larry King, thank you so much for calling. And
thank you, Mo. Pleasure.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you again soon, okay, buddy?
Anytime, babe.